Lord, we thank you for this day that you have made. We do rejoice. We choose to rejoice. We see the need to rejoice. We get to rejoice. And we are so very thankful. And we are appreciative for your goodness, for your kindness. And with great gratitude, we say thank you because of your faithfulness to us. And we just say thank you. Lord, you know every one of our needs, every one of our cares. And so right now, with our hands open and lifted towards you, we say we surrender all, we allow all, and most of all, we are in a place where we are in a place, a time, a season to receive all that is good and desirable for you, for your name's sake and for your glory. Amen. Amen. And if you would like to read along with me this morning, I am going to be reading from Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13. And I'm starting with verse 24. Matthew 13, 24. And I'm reading through the verse 30. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Another parable he put forth to them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while he slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the grain," somebody say grain, "when the grain had sprouted and produced a crop, then the tares also appeared. So the servants of the owner came and said to him, 'Sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have tare?' And he said to them, 'An enemy has done this.' The servant said to him, 'Do you want us to go and gather them up?' But he said, 'No, lest while you gather up the tares, you also uproot the wheat with them. Let them both grow together.'" Somebody say, "Let them both grow together. "Until the harvest. And at the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, 'First gather together the tares and bind them in bundles to burn, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" Amen. So let's say who we are this morning. We are spiritual beings who are one with Christ. Having a human experience. I had to recite that and say it over and over a few times this week. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. And we are continuing with our growth series. And how awesome that our brother was singing about a new season and a new day. Yeah. And we're talking about growth. And today we're talking about seeing our salvation. So I want to connect the parts that we have so that the thread can go through from each week to what we're doing. Last week we talked about in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Changed it up a little bit. And we said in the beginning, God created the heavens and the dirt. Somebody say dirt. And everything. Somebody say everything. Everything comes up out of the dirt. How many of you know we can't get away from the dirt? We cannot get away from the dirt. So as we shift our sights, SOS would shift our sights. And we're shifting our sights. And as we grow, if you will, we are able to see our salvation. I can't get away from the SOS, and that's why we're bringing it into the growth part of our series. When we shift our sights, we can see our salvation. And instead of seeing just dirt, instead of seeing just our problems, our situation, our sickness, our sadness, we can see the place from which we grow. Somebody say the place from which we grow.
The place from which we grow.
That's right. So it's not just all difficulty. It really is about what we're growing out of. Sometimes even what we're growing into. And that's how we can have our sights shift so we can see our salvation. And another way that we're able to do that is to allow. Someone say, allow. I allow. Repeat after me. I allow. I allow myself to shift my sights. I allow myself to see my salvation. And I allow divine understanding. Somebody say, I allow divine understanding. And we were told that very truly, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, somebody say, if it dies, it produces many seeds. And so these seeds and the wheat and the tare are going together. And while Jesus is speaking about his death, we can also project that onto our situations. See, Jesus had to die so that we would have new life. We would experience eternal life and we would have these spiritual fruits. Likewise, when we allow that grain, when we allow that kernel of difficulty, hardship, sickness to die, when we put that in the ground, what's going to come up is, somebody say, new life. New life. And whenever that new life starts coming up out of what we've seen as just dirt, and now we see it as the place from which we've grown, we can say like we did before, it's not what I was then. It is who I am now. But wait. It's not who I am now. It's also who I'm becoming. And all of this is the growth process. Somebody say it's the growth process. And it's because of Christ and because of these experiences, we're able to see our salvation. And so we're told that the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed seed in his field. Now, when we go out and when we get started and we're moving through life, I don't believe anybody is sowing seeds when they're growing up or playing in the yard going, ooh, I'm going to have poverty. Ooh, let's play what it's like to be broke. Ooh, I want to be yucky. Nobody is really playing that game. They are truly sowing good seeds. But while the man slept, I think that's interesting. While the man slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. I like this because we have the opportunity to divinely define what is that enemy? What is the enemy? But I'm not going to stay there too long, because when the grain had sprouted and it produced a crop, the tares also appeared. So the servants of the owner came to him and said, sir, did you not sow good seed in the field? How then do we have tares? Didn't you do everything you were supposed to do to have good success? Why do we have these other situations? Y'all know I don't like to use the F word anymore, right? I don't like failure. The F word that I have decided to despise is failure. Side story. When did they start telling kids that they failed in school? I remember, I want to say up to sixth grade, somebody can tell, please tell me, do y'all remember whenever you used to have satisfactory, unsatisfactory, excellent? Did y'all have that? What kind of grades did y'all have? Y'all always had A, B, C, D, E, F? For real. I remember a time when it was satisfactory, good, E for excellence, and you was unsatisfactory. It wasn't until, I'm thinking like maybe third grade or so. Yes, ma'am. Thank you, baby. So they still do it somewhere. Thank God for that. Because at what point did the government, the school board, and system decide it's a good idea to tell a child they're failing? At what point is it embedded in us? Somebody said, an enemy has done this. Mm-hmm. Sir, did you sow good seed in the field? How dare we tell any child they're a failure at any age? He said, an enemy has done this. And the servant said to him, do you want us to then go and gather him up? He said, no, lest while you're gathering up the tares, while you're gathering up the people that's telling these children they failing, you might uproot the good ones along with them. See, sometimes people have a good intention, but they just kind of not so smooth in their presentation, but it's still some good there. So I can see that. Let them grow together. Somebody say, let them grow together.
Let them grow together.
Let them grow together until the harvest. And at the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather the tares and bind them in bundles and burn them. But gather the wheat into my barn. Somebody say, gather the wheat into my barn.
Gather the wheat into my barn.
We've been talking about growing out of the dirt. And the way that we are able to grow, is it accept Jesus? Thank you. Holy Spirit says we have to make peace with the wheat and the tare. Remember, our words are important. And when we go to Romans 12:2, it says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may prove what is the good and acceptable. Somebody say acceptable.
Acceptable.
Will of God. That's why they stopped me right beside before when I got ready to say, we just have to accept the wheat and the tare. Jesus did not accept the wheat and the tare. But we can make peace. Hear me, y'all. And the Holy Spirit must want us to hear this. There is a difference between accepting the unacceptable and making peace with a situation we cannot change. We cannot change the tear that grows with the wheat. I was thinking about grass. When the grass get real, real, can you tell the difference between what is grass and what's not grass if you let the grass get tall enough? We always just cut the grass. We don't let it get too high because you don't know what's slithering around in there. So we keep the grass cut. So I'm thinking the grass is a grass and the tear is a weed. But if we don't ever let it get big enough, you can't tear. So that you just have a pretty yard. How you know them ain't all weeds? Let me go out here and cut the weeds. I don't know what grass looks like. Do you know what grass looks like? Do you know what weeds look like? Me neither. I love it whenever they use basic things. How can you tell the difference? Go ahead, tell me, is that a blade of grass or is that a weed? I love the way the Holy Spirit works. You can't tell it looking. That's why they are telling us about the growth process. We talked about post-traumatic stress growth. Well, today we're moving from that. Post-traumatic stress growth is whenever we grow out of the stress and the trauma. That is the epitome of the wheat and the tare growing together. Something that starts out as pain and a stain on our consciousness and our beingness, that becomes a thing that gets us strong. We see that pain, we can turn it into a grain. And then we grow out of it. How many of y'all ate some poke salad? Isn't that supposed to be a weed that can kill you? It's amazing what can happen to a weed. No, y'all don't want no poke salad I cooked. Y'all wake up acting like me, and then y'all be like, what was it? It was a poke salad, Jesus. No, you better know what you eating. And the key of growing out of post-traumatic stress growth is to see our unity, oneness, and harmony. See unity, harmony, oneness. So growing up out of this dirt, how can we switch it? How can we see the wheat from the tare? That's seeing our salvation. See, when we shift our sights, we can see our salvation. And we can see, maybe this is wheat. I've been thinking it's a tare, Jesus. So what is, instead of PTSD being post-traumatic stress growth, we can change it to power, strength, power, truth, strength, and godliness. Somebody say power, truth, strength, godliness. That's what you call a divine definition. That's why we allow the Holy Spirit to switch things on us. That's why I got happy. I wrote the words down today. That's why we're in a new season. That's why it's a new day. Corn doesn't grow all the time. Strawberries don't grow all the time. There's a seed and a fruit-bearing time and not. So we have to know what season, as brother said, that we're in, and we have to know what day. And this season is a season of, say it again, power, truth, strength, and godliness. That is the same as the song said, it's a time for a fresh anointing. Somebody say fresh anointing. What does that look like for us in the scripture? What that means is power is God has not given us a spirit of, but of power. Yes, ma'am. Power, love, and a sound mind. That's how you know your wheat and your tare is busting moot, where your mind is. And Jesus said in terms of truth, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through me. Yeah. What is the truth? The truth is, that is not the way I would like to see it, but that's not the way it's always going to be. What is the truth in our situations? The Lord, in Exodus 15 and 2, says, the Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. Yes. This is my God. And I will praise him and I will exalt him. Somebody say, I will praise him.
I will praise him.
I will exalt him.
I will exalt him.
Because 2 Peter 1 and 3 says, his divine power, say divine power.
Divine power.
His divine power have given unto us all things that pertain to life and
godliness.
Life and somebody say, everything come out of the dirt. Whenever we let the wheat and the tare grow together, that's how we can see our salvation. Do y'all know salvation is used over 458 times in 13 different translations in the Bible? 262 in the Old Testament and 196 in the New. So what does salvation mean to us? Salvation is deliverance and redemption from sin and its consequences, i.e., Jesus paid it all.
Amen.
Obtained, or that is how we obtain through faith in Jesus, then we have to offer forgiveness so that we may receive reconciliation with God and the gift of eternal life. Somebody say the wheat and the tare. Sin, tear, redemption, wheat. They grow together. being delivered from the penalty of sin and given the gift of life. When we move beyond of the place of the penalty, that's where we embrace the gift of life. Somebody say, everything,
everything.
Come up out of the dirt.
Come up out of the dirt.
So what are some of the modes of seeing our salvation? I love to kind of build a bridge, make a puzzle fit together. So how do we see our salvation and how do we experience salvation separately from the sin? Exodus 14:13 tells us, fear not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. The enemy you see today, you'll see no longer again to forever. Amen. Somebody say, the enemy you see today,
you will see
no longer
again
forever.
That's
Exodus 14. So that's the first mode. You got to stand still and see. I know I've been running around. You don't have to literally be running around, but your mind can have you on a mad goose chase sometime. But we have to remind ourselves, be still, stand still.
Yeah.
And then when we go to Chronicles, 2 Chronicle 20:17 says, you will not need to fight this battle. Somebody say, I'm not fighting this battle.
Not fighting this battle.
That's the difference in trying to accept the unacceptable and making peace. A battle you don't have to fight is recognizing, I'm not accepting this, but what I can do is give it to my Father. I will not allow it to eat me through and through the way it did once before. I don't have to fight this battle. Set yourself. Somebody say, set yourself. I don't know if you're going to be a linebacker or whatever. There's a stance. Are you going to be like the girls, Vina and Serena, whoever, whatever your image is. Or maybe you got to be a post.
Yes.
But it says set yourself.
Yes.
Stand still. And see.
Yes.
The salvation of the Lord.
Yes. Yes.
For the Lord will be. Somebody say the Lord will be.
The Lord will be.
He will be.
He
will be with you.
Yes.
He will be with us.
Yes.
Somebody say 2 Chronicles.
2 Chronicles
20:17.
Yes.
And then I get to move over into the Psalms. Just when I get ready to get a little, loopy, might forget a little bit. That's okay. The wheat and the tares growing together. Can't tell a wheat. But we can go to Psalm 6:4 where it says, oh, Lord, make my soul free.
Yes.
Somebody said, make my soul free, Jesus.
Make my soul free, Jesus.
Give me salvation. Help me, Lord, is give me salvation.
Yes.
Lord, have mercy, Jesus, is give me salvation. Because of your mercy. Then when we get our breath back, we can go to Psalm 46:10 and be like, hold up, be still, and know that I am God.
Yes.
Somebody say, be still.
And know
that I am God.
And
restore to me the joy of my salvation.
Yes.
That's what you call growth. Somebody say they got to grow together. And it all come up out of the dirt. Yes. So what is this mode? I have to be able to recognize because sometimes things come back. Wait a minute. I saw this. They said, Jesus number, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They said this enemy that I'm seeing right here, I don't have to see again forever. So I don't know whether it's a memory, a flashback, or an imprint or what. But I do know this much, what was said. So I know I saw that Egyptian. That was some water. Now, I saw it drown him. See, we got to know where we seen that thing get drowned. And then you got a bully trying to come after you like they were with Jehoshaphat, and you're just going to have to hear. Now, wait a minute. Jesus, I am so sure that these things Jesus will say to you, the battle is not yours. You don't have to fight this. Somebody say, it's some stuff you don't have to fight. You don't have to fight it. So what you going to do again? Set yourself. Yeah. See, you got to set yourself so you can stand still to see the salvation of the Lord. That's how we are able to be still and know that God is God. Somebody say, be still and know that God is God.
Be still and know that God is God.
How do we know it's true? Because Jesus said, I am the door. Yes. And if any man goes through me, he will have salvation. Yes. Have faith in the Lord Jesus, and you and your family will have salvation. Yes. You and your family. Somebody say, Acts 16:31. Romans 8:14 says, for salvation is by hope, but hope which is seen is not hope. That's a tricky tad that looked like wheat a little bit. For who is hoping for what he sees? Our salvation is hope. Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his love and his righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but I wholly, somebody say wholly. That means I completely, wholly, and I wholly raise my hands to God in a holy prayer and a holy thanksgiving and a holy praise. I wholly as I'm able to be in this situation, I wholly lean on Jesus' name. For in him we have redemption, and redemption is our deliverance and salvation through his blood. Yeah. That's Ephesians 1:17. For the Lord will keep me safe. Come on, say it. The Lord will keep me safe.
The Lord will keep me safe.
From every evil work.
From every evil work.
And will give me salvation.
Will give me salvation.
In his kingdom.
His kingdom.
In heaven. So be it. Somebody say, so be it.
So be it.
The Lord will keep us safe from every evil work. That is the tear. And will give us salvation in his kingdom in heaven. That means as we come out the situation, we're not talking about in the great by and by. It is that, but his kingdom is heaven is when we accept and we receive and we know the battle is not mine. It's the Lord's. That salvation and that hope is knowing that he said it. It's going to be. Somebody say, so be it.
So be it.
So be it. Somebody say, let him grow. Everything come up out of the dirt. Everybody know where some grass is growing. And I'm serious, you cannot tell just looking at freshly cut grass or even growing grass, which is the grass and which is the tear. And that's why we let them grow together. That heartache, that F I thought that made me foolish, freakish, a failure in 11th grade. 10th, 11th, that was 12th grade. Yeah. That back then, I got deliverance a week ago. Y'all know how long 1982 was to 2024? Failure means freedom. It was a tear until it became wheat. Come on. Say it back to me. I thought it was a tear, Jesus. But when he separates it, we see the wheat. Stand to our feet, house of Judah. Somebody say, everything grows out of the dirt. Everything. And that's why we thank God for shifting our sights so we can see our salvation. It's all right if you don't see it right now. Brother already told us at the beginning of service. It's a new day. It's a new season. And that new day and new season can start at any moment. Didn't write those words down. But it's about that moment, knowing that that's why Jesus says, I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Because he's with us. New season. Somebody say, PTSG. Power. Truth. Strength. Godliness. See, I no longer have to live in post-traumatic stress growth. But I can let the salvation of the Lord come through and he'll give me power. Somebody say power. Power. Strength and godliness. I know I look crazy, but I'm still godly. It's not up to you to define whether I'm wheat or tare. That's God's business. Somebody say that's God's business. As long as people eat poke salad, wheat and tare gonna grow together. Somebody gonna find a way to make a meal out of it. Somebody say God's business. Everything grow out of the dirt. Father God, we come to you this morning thanking you, Jesus, because you know how to work the dirt. You know how to make those things that were traumatizing to us become a different kind of truth. You know how to take those things that were stressful to us and you give us a different kind of strength. Lord, and those things that were growing in us as pain and anguish and confusion, Lord, you turn them into godliness. And we thank you, God. Oh, God, we thank you. Thank you for the new season. Thank you for the new day. Thank you for new power. Thank you for new anointing. And thank you for helping us to see our salvation. And thank you for teaching us, empowering us, and allowing us to shift our sight. And Lord, for this, we say thank you, because you know what we need when we need it. Thank you for letting us know. It could be wheat, it could be tare, and we are going to let you do the separating. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, we pray and we say hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now receive this benediction as you go out and you grow. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling. Now unto him who keeps us growing and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory. With exceeding great joy, go forth in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.